Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. It's a family affair, for sure, for Dustin and Tammy White of Union County, one of this year's three finalists in Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farm Family Competition. Growing up in and working on their multi-generational family farm, after completing college in 2004, Dustin became an official partner and owner of a 14,000-acre operation. Obviously, that takes management and organizational skills, and he feels the judges recognize that.
They saw that we've grown a lot since I've been home farming in the 10 years. We've changed some things and implemented a lot of new ideas and technologies into our farm, but at the same time, we haven't gone away from the things that have got us where we are and continue to do a lot of the things that seem to be working.
One of the things that works, he feels, very effectively is their communication and planning skills.
There are a lot of family members that work together here. We're all family, and we all have our specialty or niche that we feel every day, but we all work together and discuss the direction that we need to be headed and how to complete the task.
Crops include hay, straw, wheat, white and yellow corn, soybeans, and seed beans.
We have several cattle, too, and that keeps us busy in the off months and helps us utilize some of our labor in different parts of the year. But when you break it down with seven of us, it makes it a little easier to manage.
That cattle herd numbers 870 head. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo comes to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 14th through the 16th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the pulse-pounding action of bull riding, bronc riding, steer wrestling, and more. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Dustin White of Union County says it takes the whole family to run a farm that size, and to make sure it's running at an optimum level, it takes record-keeping and plenty of it.
Yes, my brother takes care of a lot, and my grandmother takes care of a lot of the record-keeping, and we all keep records on specific things that we do, keep records on the planting side and the variable rate, what we put hybrids where, and keep yield information and scale tickets and all. We calibrate our combines pretty regular, but we still weigh every load and know what every field made every year. And so that helps us keep track of where we stand from previous years and also exactly how much we have to sell.
Finalists are also judged on farm and community leadership.
Serve on the County Fair Board and Farm Bureau Board and also on the State Corn Growers Board.
And wife Tammy serves on the local school administrative board. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.